bless you. Be seated as we look at the mystery of redemption. Brethren, redemption is a mystery. And this mystery is hidden from the foundation of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 24.
But unto them which are called, both
Jews. 1 Corinthians, there's another scripture. From verse 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse
chapter
6.
Chapter 2, verse 6. From verse 6,
sorry. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Listen very well.
Yet, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
In a mystery.
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
Listen. What? Again, verse 7.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Which wisdom? Which wisdom, verse 24 of chapter 1, referred to Jesus Christ as the power of God and the wisdom of God? Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The power of God and the wisdom of God. Which power and which wisdom? This power and this wisdom is a mystery, that this power and this wisdom, the power that God used to destroy the power of Satan was Jesus. Amen. The wisdom that God used to bring back his children back to him after the fall in the Garden of Eden, that wisdom is Christ. Read on chapter 2, verse 7 again.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Even the hidden wisdom.
Even the hidden wisdom.
Which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
When did he ordain that wisdom?
Before the world unto our glory.
He did not ordain the wisdom when Jesus died on the cross on Calvary. When did he ordain it according to the Bible?
Before the world.
Before the world began. Before the world. Before the foundation of the world. Go ahead.
Which none of the princes of this world knew.
No philosopher knows it. Whether it's power 2 or power 1.
For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
If they had known who Jesus Christ is. If they had known who Jesus Christ is, but thank God they didn't know. Hallelujah. If they had known, they would not have crucified him. Amen. And the interesting thing is that they can't help but to crucify him. They must crucify him. Because Jesus was provoking them so that they would crucify him. Eh? And yet, see the mystery. He said, he said, I have power to lay down my life. He said, nobody taketh my life from me. So he's the one that willingly laid down his life. That is why it is a mystery. Amen. Don't just go to church. That is what we want to establish. Please read it again.
Which none of the princes of this world knew.
If they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9.
But it is written.
Listen very well.
Eye has not seen.
See.
Nor yet heard. Neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him.
Read it again.
But as it is written, eye has not seen.
See, and that is the truth. If the believers, those who said they are servants of God, they are Christians, you've given your life to Christ, you've decided to follow Jesus, if you know what is awaiting you, what is God has prepared for us, that love him, that look, if you catch a glimpse of it, you will never compromise that faith. For any reason, you will not compromise it. You will use poverty and compromise it. It is, you don't know what is ahead. For Abraham, as rich as he was on earth here, to still live like a pilgrim, he knew that he was a pilgrim, that this place is not where God promised him. He saw a vision somewhere. He saw. Amen. That's why I say without the vision, the people do what? When you don't know where you are going, you won't know which direction to follow. Read on. Verse 10.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
That is why he gives his own, the Holy Ghost. Through the Holy Ghost you receive, you will know the things that pertain to salvation. Read on.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Uh-huh.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him?
Uh-huh.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
Uh-huh.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. That we might know the things that are freely given to us.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, otherwise known as grace. Freely given to us. He packaged something. I don't know how many of you have ever prayed this prayer. That God in heaven, you sat down, you packaged special blessing. And out of the billions of people on earth, you came to me. Who is man that thou art mindful of? If you have ever heard the voice of God calling you my son, my daughter, you don't need any other sermon to stay with him. But the problem is lack of this knowledge. Therefore, our fellowship with him is disturbed. You can't say you know God and live a life dictated by circumstances around you. When your husband gets you angry, you don't go to church. When your prayer is delayed, you start going to Guru Maharaj. You stop going to church. It's knowledge. When you not study to know this God, everything about him is a mystery. Everything about him is a mystery. The young man praise and your love that came out when he said God is going to bless you, a baby is coming, you need to learn this. Did he tell you the month is coming? That's another one. But 1 year, 1 month, 1 year will pass. If it doesn't happen, you will leave Brother Assembly and go to synagogue. Amen. We speak from experience. 20 years before I had a child. But the interesting thing is that I can't forget it. And I keep reminding that boy every time. If they watch me now, if they hear me now. You delayed for 20 years before you came. I don't know what they do when you delay like that. The thing is that I was praying one day. And I said, if you have ordained, and I don't know how many people can pray that type of prayer concerning your marriage, concerning any situation you are in, that you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing is changing. And I came, I said, Lord, I can never forget. I sat at the edge of the bed in the bedroom. My wife was in the kitchen. And I was praying. I said, Lord, you know concerning me and you, serving you is unconditional. If you have ordained me that I will not be with a child, it will not disturb me worshiping you. Just tell me, oh Lord, if this is how you ordain, so that I will remove this from my expectation, from my prayer point, and face other areas. As soon as I pray that prayer, something dropped like a stone, big stone on the bed. Boom. I turned and I looked, and I saw a boy sitting down there. This thing was more physical than vision, because I felt it. And I looked, and I saw this horrible boy with small hair for here like this, black like this, look me like this. I was confused. I turned again, and I said, what's happening? When I turned again, it disappeared. Oh, then I remember the prayer I was praying. My wife can bear me witness. She's on the screen there. If she can wave her hand, that I jumped up and I went to the kitchen and I told her, I said, a baby boy is coming. Thus, see, now the boy there behind and there. So. Praise the Lord. But the interesting thing, why I remember it, because of what I'm saying. She's confirming it. Name me that. I went to the kitchen and I told her that a baby boy is coming. Thus said the Lord. We were expecting it. That, no. It didn't come till 8 years after. That is what I want to tell you. But if you know this God, whether he comes or he doesn't come, it does not create any problem in your life. Praise the Lord. But remember that what he said he will do, that is what he will do. But his ways are not our ways. So be patient with him. Any situation you are going through now, walking with this our God, he remains mysterious. He will see you suffering, he will be looking at you. And yet he will tell you, I am with you. How can you be with me and allow me to go through what I'm going through? It's a mystery. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you must make a decision. That's why we sang that song. Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee too. To the day you die, I will serve him. That is a serious statement. And yet, the Lord wants to hear that. And if you make that statement, he will test you to see whether you mean it or not. Not for him to know, because he knows whether you mean it or not. It's for you to confirm whether you truly mean it or not. Because he knows tomorrow from today. That is why he gives us the Holy Ghost. Because I didn't go to Bible school. I didn't go to Bible College School of Theology. I am an ordinary pastor and not a reverend self. Talk less of reverend doctor. I'm not even a bishop, talk less of archbishop. Neither am I a general overseer, because now only one branch I get for Jesha. I don't get branches. You see? And I don't wear cap.
You're not a chief.
Not because my head cannot wear cap. But I never qualified to wear that kind of cap. Praise the Lord. It's a mystery. And it is confirmed in Acts chapter 5 and chapter 15 from verse 12.
Then all the multitude kept silence and
Chapter
15.
Go ahead.
And gave audience to Barnabas and Paul.
Yes.
Declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me.
Listen very well.
Simon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down. And I'll build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up.
Listen.
That the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, seeth the Lord who doeth all these things.
Watch verse 18.
Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
Again.
Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
Everything that God will do, he has known that he will do it from the beginning. He has known that he will save you. He will save me. He knew me. When the Bible says study, in fact, he says, he told the Jews, he said, search the scriptures. In them, say it is the scripture you hold on to. In them, you think you have life. He said, for they are they that testify of me. Apostle Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you study, then some questions must come to your mind. And he who asks questions will get answers. And everyone that studies must ask a question. Stop repeating what people say. Make sure you understand what they say before you hold on to it. This is the essence of Bible study. I am not a motivational, worldly motivational speaker. Please, bear with me. That is why my language is not polished. Please, forgive me if I use the wrong language. I may be rude in my speech, but not in knowledge. There's something God has shown me. The only problem I have is how to convey it in a way that you will receive it and still like me. So please, but I'm improving. I was not like this some years ago now. I think I'm improving. I'm improving. I'm on a clap small for me. I'm trying now. I'm trying. Can you just marry a man and you don't want to know him? Can you marry a woman, you don't know her roots, don't know her background, you don't even know whether in a spirit, where put on human flesh, they stay with you? You must know the root. Know in papa, know in mama, know what thing kill him, papa, what thing kill him, mama, so that he's not going to kill you. If you say if you're a divorcee, that one, there must be something around that drove that woman away. So you go study to see whether that the woman just run away on her own or that the man drive her, because if not, you enter, go soon drive you. You must study to know who you are relating with. How can you serve a God you don't know? You won't serve him acceptably. You join a church and you don't even know what they stand for just because you hear them call Jesus. Because you don't know that there's another Jesus. So how will you know the fake Jesus when you don't know the original Jesus? It's a mystery. Very, very deep mystery. So you must ask questions. Didn't God know that Satan, serpent, will tempt Eve? Didn't he know? He knew now that when I create man, that the serpent that I create so will make him to fall down. I mean to fall, separate from me, die. Yet he kept him there. So the question is, why did he keep him there? Since he knows all things. That is what I'm saying. Doesn't God have power to just say, okay, all of you, I change all of you to saints. So all of you go to heaven. Every human being, I pardon all of you. Why is he still, why did he still have to go to the cross, die on the cross, and then sending preachers, and then they're killing us up and down? Then they don't kill me too. When I say kill, that is, they can assassinate your character. Kill, not kill. Assassinate you. They don't kill my character for this ministry, tire, for Facebook, for everywhere. For everywhere. Even church members have called you Olumide, this idiot.
Confirm, sir.
How you confirm? You hear him?
I'm aware of some.
I'm giving you revelation. All manner of insults, all because God has decided to use man to save man. As if he'll be begging some people. You hear one where they chain on Friday night if I hear. You have to force some people as if it depend on you. And people who don't even have such a revelation as some of us have now, like some church, I'm trying not to call name, but if the name come out, please forgive me. Praise the Lord. They say, God will hold you responsible if any sinner around you die without repentance. Nothing like that. However, this same God will put a button again on somebody. Say he's an evangelist. No sleep if people around him don't get converted. So it looks as if our God is powerless. He is not powerless. Oh, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. So that you understand, I mean, when you read scriptures like 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 18, you read such scriptures, it will force you to go and study.
For as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers.
Yes.
But with the precious blood of Christ,
yes,
as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, uh-huh, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world.
He was foreordained. Foreordained means ordained for future. He was already prepared. When?
Before the foundation of the world,
uh-huh,
but was manifest in these last times for you.
So he was, before the foundation of the world, Christ was already ordained to come and die for us. Can you imagine that? Before Adam was created, it's already arranged for knowledge. Go ahead.
Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God.
That is why in Revelation 13 and verse 8, concerning Christ, when was he slain?
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship
him. When was Christ killed? When was he slain?
From the foundation of the world.
That is according to that scripture. He was slain from the foundation of the world. Then you can also understand, because I am continuing my exhortation, part two, of who did Christ die for? Who did he die for? Part two. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3 and verse 4.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen very well.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before.
When did he choose us?
Before the foundation of the world.
When did he choose you? The day that you gave your life to Christ?
Before the foundation of the
world.
When? Before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame.
Even if I not respond, we don't drop this microphone, I could come go like one preacher did in Canada. When one phone ring. One apostle. Phone ring when they preach in vex. Say, na disrespect of Holy Ghost. Na lie, na disrespect of him. Don't be Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Me, if you don't answer me, because I'm not talking to bench or chair, I'm talking to human beings. So if I'll come and continue when I know you people are hearing. I don't know what in the world we're today, sha. When were you choosing in him?
Before the foundation of the world.
We are choosing. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. God knew me. It's a mystery. I am a Christian because he chose me. Elijah, same father, same mother with me, that died, a non-Christian, died without Christ because Christ, God did not choose her. So if you are studying, you will not say, why did he choose me? I didn't choose her. Why? Didn't the Bible say, Which scripture self be that itself? Praise the Lord. There's one scripture like that. I think it's Ezekiel 18. Verse 23. There's a scripture. I just want to give
Have
you the
I
scripture.
Any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Said the Lord.
Again.
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?
Does God have any pleasure that sinners should die and go to hell? He has no pleasure in it. Hallelujah. He has no pleasure in it. In 2 Peter chapter 3 also, verse 9, Peter had to repeat something similar to that.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards what? Not willing that any should perish.
He is not willing. God is not willing that any should perish,
but that all should come to repentance.
All men, every human being, it is the wish of God that everyone should come to repentance. Yet he has a book written with names of those that will be saved, written on it before the foundation of the world. Is that not a mystery that you need to study? That is Bible study of the mystery of redemption. And so he hangs on the cross and said, come to me, all ye that labor. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Therefore, you will say salvation is for all. Salvation is only for all whose names are written in the book of life. They are the ones that he's talking to. When he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He knows what he's talking about. Whosoever there is for, so that he has given everybody opportunity, but he knows who will come and who will not come. Praise the Lord. He knows. Because no matter what, he still said, not in John chapter 6, he said it. He said, no one can come. Verse 44.
No man can come to me.
No man.
Except the Father which has sent me, draw him.
Again.
No man can come to me, except the Father which has sent me, draw him. And I will raise him up.
Resurrection. Then verse 45, what did he say?
It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God.
They will all be taught of God.
Every man therefore that hath heard.
If you have heard the gospel.
And hath learned of the Father.
It is only the Father that will help you understand the mystery of redemption. They are the ones that commit, will know who Jesus Christ is. And what will happen to them?
Commit unto
they
me.
Are the only ones that will truly come to him. Not come to church. The church is a public place. It's open for anybody to come that sees signboard. We're talking about coming to Christ. There are people that are in the church. Amen. But Christ does not know them. That's the truth. But the pastor knows you. The whole world know you. But God may not know you. Not even everyone knows who he is. So that you can understand why preachers, big Jews, still believe that God is three. They cannot understand how he is one. The reason is in Luke chapter 10, verse 22. No man.
All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man,
knows who the Son Jesus is. Nobody knows. You can know my name, but you may not know my origin. You may know me dancing, I'm a preacher. And that preacher that you know may be a thief, you don't know. Maybe a murderer, you don't know. You may not know the spirit that is working in him. You may not know. All you know is he dresses very well. He's very handsome. He speaks polished English. And he is high. That's all you know. Is that, what kind of knowledge is that? That is not the knowledge he's talking about. No one knows
who the son is.
Who the son is, but who?
But the father.
Verse 22, yes.
And who the father is.
Nobody knows who the father of Jesus is.
But the son.
But the son.
And he to whom the son will reveal him.
So you can now understand why he will be, why Jesus Christ, and that is the truth. Everything that pertained to salvation is spoken in parables or in symbols. Do you see the denomination as going to the book of Revelation? Up to now, many of them are still confused. The difference between law and grace. They don't know how to balance grace with the law. They don't know how to balance. They don't know which one to throw away because it's fulfilled in Christ. And they don't know which one is still applicable till now. And that is why one renegade preacher, profane minister of God, minister of Satan, he's saying that Christians can put tattoo. I will speak about tattoo next Sunday. Do they know the mystery of salvation? Don't know, that is why everywhere is Matthew 13. Verse 10. So that you understand this mystery. The day I read it also, I pondered so much on it.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Why are you always speaking unto, during crusade, you'll be speaking parable. But you can imagine, thousands of people gather for sermon, and they say there are different soils, there are this and there are this. In Matthew 13, seven parables of the kingdom. How the kingdom will look like. You just go to one farm, talk how they do for farm, talk how they do this one, talk this one, and then that is the end of the crusade. Then he will go. And even the disciples are confused. Read it again.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
What did he say?
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
It is what?
It is given unto you.
Can't you see? So, you know it because God came to reveal it to you. It is given. That is, you are appointed. You are among those selected to know. Hey, read it again.
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
But
to them
that are gathered in that crusade,
it is not given.
Because they all came there for what? They will find food to eat. They are only looking for miracle solution. One pastor told me, he said, God uses me so much. He said, until, but people come and go, that he thought it is anointing. He went to all the big names, sat down on their seat to get anointing, get buy water, oil, tire. Did dry fasting from mountain to mountain. He said it didn't work until one day he jammed me on the television and I made a statement that I said, the gift and the anointing will draw the people to come to your church, but only the word that you preach will keep them. No hospital is anybody's permanent address. You only remember when you have problems. When they say for this church, the thing that caught somebody say, yeah, this kind of thing there, in that same message, that person was grumbling, went and finished. And I want to see Prophet Joseph. I want to see, they say there's one sister, Maracha, they watch him. You made them finish quickly now. Make I see, Father, make a way for me to see her. Father, make a way for me to see her. Make a way for me to see them. Father. They can wait here in front of Prophet Joseph's office after all the pronouncement I made, though, they are ready to wait there till 10 p.m. from 8 a.m. in the morning. Ask them sitting down there, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They say, I speak in tongue. Chicken, I'll be usher for my church. Now maybe the singer for my church. No, nothing more beyond that. Mark chapter 4, verse 33 and verse 34. See the way he put it.
And with many such parables, spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it.
As they were able to hear, because there are some things they cannot know until they receive the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
But without the parable, spake he not unto them, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples.
Is it not partiality? Read that verse again.
But without a parable, spake he not unto them. And when they were alone,
when he will speak to them in parable, then when he with the disciples that he chose, when they are alone, then he'll begin to explain things to them. That is why when you have the Holy Ghost, there are things you will know. Those who don't have will never know it. That's the truth. Hallelujah. So that you begin to understand Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47. There's a statement there that will help
you. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. And breaking,
that is after the day of Pentecost.
And breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, mm-hmm. praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added
that
to
the
church.
That is the statement I want you to catch. I emphasized this the last time I took this message. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. It means it's not all that will be saved. It's not all that should be saved. He adds to the church. And this church that he has is not membership of a church. It's the mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The body of Christ, born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You come into that body. You become a member of the spiritual body of Christ, known as the Church of Jesus Christ. Not Bride Assembly Church. You can be a member of the Bride Assembly Church, but you may not be a member of the body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You are chosen. Apostle Peter put it this way, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. See the way he addressed. This is a recap of what we have spoken anyway. Yes.
Elect.
What did he say?
Elect.
He's addressing a letter. He's addressing a letter as he's saying, Bride of Jesus Christ. What did he call them?
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
We are elected, chosen, according to what God had known before the foundation of the world concerning you. And we are chosen. Through what?
Sanctification of the Spirit.
And what?
Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
You see the way revelated language. See the revelated language. Hallelujah. You are saved through foreknowledge. That is what John 1:1 means. In the beginning was the
word.
That word there is logos, a thought. And that thought was God, was with God. And that thought was the word of God made flesh. Which thought that was in the beginning of how he will save man after that serpent makes man to die and separate from him. Before they were created, though, he had made provision for how he will save you and I. By foreknowledge of those who will accept it and who will not accept it. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. You can now understand what it means by
and
that
we
scripture.
Know that all things work
when he said, come to me, the call, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, You are now understanding it. The call. Who are those that he called? That is what he's trying to explain. Yes?
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according
to
his purpose.
And if you take time and study this verse, it says, all things work together for good. Study it. All things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are they called according to his purpose. If you understand this, nothing happens to a born again Christian that will not lead you to a will of God for you. If you are sure you are born again, you have the Spirit of Christ in you, he called you, you responded. If you catch this revelation, nothing happens to you. I repeat, nothing happens to you by accident before God. Everything, the good ones will come to you so that you will praise him. The bad one will come to you because it is still going to work out his purpose in your life. Therefore, you need to study and know this God so that nothing makes you compromise your faith for any reason. Nothing, nothing. If I have food to eat today, praise God, I will praise him. If I don't have food to eat, there is a reason why he let me go hungry. As painful as hunger is, as painful as what you are going through is, just know that he's aware of it. He's aware of it. There has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God, with that same temptation, is faithful. He will not let that overwhelm you. But in that same temptation, the Bible says, he will make a way of escape. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We can't understand what is happening. We don't know why he's allowing things happen like this. He is going to expose David. He allowed a Goliath to come and let the whole army of Israel know, say they are powerless. So that one tiny David will come. All the people that God will use, they are always people that have one comma or the other. Either they don't go to school, or they cannot speak good English, or they are stammerers like Moses. Why of all people he will use a stammerer? And instead of healing him of his stammering problem, he carry person to help the interpret for him. Paul, that ordinary handkerchief from his pocket, will heal somebody. He himself, they suffer eye problem. Amen. Even Jesus, who would have believed that that is the Messiah? See where they born him. See the family where they give birth to him. All these funny preachers that say, I will never follow a poor pastor. And the captain of our salvation is the Lord Jesus. And they were following him one day. Master, where do you live? He said, hey, you want to find where they sleep? He said, foxes, so they have hole they can run into. Birds, they have nests they can go into. But the son of man had nowhere to lay his head. You go follow this kind of person. So the idea that once you're a Christian, everything will go smooth. It's a dangerous gospel. Because the bad one will surely come. Is it verse 19, Philippians chapter 1? What did he say?
Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
29, sorry.
For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ.
Verse 29, listen very well.
For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ.
On the behalf of Christ.
Not only to believe on him.
You are not only to believe on him.
But also to suffer for his sake.
They know they really reach this one. So if you don't know that, you can suffer also for Christ. Amen. Just understand this. It is a marriage. When you're exchanging vow with your wife, you end it for better, for worse. So help us, oh God. Wallahi, if you close this eye again. See, you carry by, like say, the jot note. The deceiver coordinators, when they go around, they hold the biro, where? Then they sleep with paper. So the coordinator, they say, she's writing note in the spirit. Praise the Lord. See, this thing I'm saying, whether you know it or not, it will happen to you. So I'm telling you so that you will understand why you are going through, because it will not change. God will not change for any reason. But let this all be at the back of your mind. Whether it is good or bad. Job had it. When everything scattered one day, he said, the Lord give it. And the Lord take it. It's a deep revelation. He said, will you receive good and not receive bad also from God? So you can, that person was totally sold out to God. How can you know what is awaiting us and then use any marriage? This one, and then, you know. Some useless relationship. I don't want to go that side because when you see some, if you see the way some men treat their wives, you know, just know that some men are animals. That's how it makes me believe serpent's doctrine. There are some things that people do that when you turn and you look at them, you just ask, you'll be asking yourself, who is this? There's a human conscience now, the way you treat a fellow human being. How can a human being be happy when somebody is suffering? You are causing somebody to suffer and you are enjoying it. That's the spirit of murder. You are a murderer. Because your wife depends totally on you. Be making caricature. If you've not bought me boy, by December I'll marry another one. If you marry another one, the thing where you want use go die. Don't go feel perform again. Or you go and marry that to another girl go come again. Girl. As if girls not be human beings. Meanwhile, now from your body you go enter. No be you give up. What do you carry? No be you give up. Why are you so wicked? So you give and get, then you tell and turn into boy. If you don't turn into boy, then the women too now, because of ignorance, instead of you to say, come, you don't give me boy, girl, I want boy. If you don't give me boy, I will go somewhere and collect boy. Oh. Now go there, they cry. Because, you know, instead of you, do you know you can take your husband to court and say, he's always giving me boy. I say, I want a girl. You know, agree. Please, judge, give them order to give me boy. Now, what do you give me at the carry? I don't tire to carry boy. I want girl. Me, I want go do Mugo. I want go do Mugo also. Because my daughter is going to marry in America. So that when they go to America, go do Mugo. All these boys, now their mother-in-law would enjoy. Judge, that is my case. And if I am the judge, I will pronounce. You know what I will pronounce? It's ignorance. Worshiping God is first and foremost unconditional. Stop asking why. Why? That's why that songwriter says, Father, I long will know all about it. Father, Lord, we understand why.
Share up thy glory.
say it will be worth it all. When we
see Jesus,
our trials
seem so small. When we see Christ, our tears of redemption.
Comforted. But what we are saying, nothing happening to you that is strange to you, common to you only. Hallelujah. Nothing. Just ask for grace to push on, that's all. Because he's aware of it. Why is he allowing that witch to torment you? That was the same reason he allowed the Amorites all around to be tormenting Israel. Allow the Philistines disturbing Israel. But they cannot defeat the purpose of God. Hallelujah. They cannot. So read on those that he called, Pastor. Romans chapter 8. Which verse are we?
Romans chapter 8, verse yes. 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Listen very well.
For whom he did foreknow.
He knew you before the foundation of the world. Those that he know.
He also did predestinate.
They are the ones that their destiny was determined before even the world was created.
To be conformed to the image of his son.
To be conformed to the image of his son.
That might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Read on.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate.
It is those that he already determined their destiny before the world was formed.
Them he also called.
So, when you say, come to me, they are the ones he's calling. All ye that labor, they are the ones he's calling. When you attend an evangelist, say, go to AC Kennedy. Go to AC Kennedy and preach the gospel. He's sending you there. Don't go there and begin to hope that there will be mighty crusade. It may be three people in that village that he's looking for. Hallelujah. Three people there that you are going for. Don't say it was, the crusade was not successful. The crusade is successful. Not because there were thousands of people. It is successful because one soul was won to Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Those whom he predestinated, they are those he called. But now when he called them,
them he also justified.
They are those, the only ones that will be justified. They are the only ones he will bring truly under the blood of Jesus, because he will make them to repent. And they will go for correct water baptism. And when they are justified,
them he also glorified.
He glorified them by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The spirit of sonship. You become connected to eternity. That is when the spirit of the Father comes upon you. And you can now cry, Abba, Father. It's not for everybody. So who did Jesus Christ die for? He died for those who, by foreknowledge, and have been predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. They are the ones that he died for. Allow me a few minutes so that we can identify them. How do we identify them? Since I say it's not because you go to church. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus Christ made a statement from verse 17 to 21.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Listen to this principle.
And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Now listen.
Notwithstanding
that you have power to cast out devils, do miracle signs and wonders in his name, rejoice in that. Don't rejoice in the manifestation of power, manifestation of the Spirit. Don't rejoice in your ability to preach, Pastor Moses. Don't rejoice. That is not the joy. That you have a big church, that the GO, apostle, chief reverend doctor, popular motivational speaker, crowd follow you. You have become a celebrity. That is not where you rejoice that you have so many cars. You are riding a private jet and the latest cars. You have arrived. That is not what the real joy is. Where is the real joy? Complete it.
But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
The only reason that those who are predestinated, ordained for this salvation, what gives them joy and keeps them going is the knowledge that they have eternal life. That their names are written in heaven. It is called the joy of salvation. And how do you identify them? In Romans chapter 8 verse 35, Apostle Paul had this to say up to verse 39.
Who shall separate us from the love
of God?
They
are the only ones that can make this statement.
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life.
Neither nor death, oh, I am alive, oh, I am rich, oh, I am poor, or any demon and any angel. Come, Angel Gagu, Angel Gabriel, Angel Shekinah.
No powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
When you reach this stage in your Christian faith, that is the evidence that your name is in the book of life. Whether it is bad, I will go to church. I will go serve, worship my God. Whether my business will crumble, I will still continue to serve this God. When Satan knows that that is your faith, he doesn't play around you again. He will just leave you. He will just say, I don't forget this one. I had a meeting with Satan one day. I said, you be mumu. You should have known all this. You are making me suffer so many years back. It is because now I know you don't know anything. If you know, you will have known that the decision I have to serve my God. That time I know be pastor. It is for better, for worse. When you tire, you go. Because this heaven, I go. The second identity is that they don't backslid to the extent that they go back to their vomit. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Imagine that somebody has seen God real, raw. You have seen his angels. Through you, he has done mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. You have seen his evidence. You have tasted of the power of God. You, anything at all in this Bible, you have confirmed it. Then you turn and go back to prostitution, to nightclub, go back to shrine, go back to join a cult. He said, such a Christian, don't bother yourself. It is not possible to renew them again. But This is the reason why it is not possible to renew them. That is the mystery. Verse 7 and verse 8.
For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it,
yes,
and bringeth forth herbs, meet yes, for them by whom it is dressed,
uh-huh,
receiveth blessings from
this
God.
This earth, this ground, so, in the farm there, so, eh? Those who dress the farm, if what is there, planted there are seeds there that must receive rain. And all the rain that falls, is not a blessing from God into that farm? It's a blessing. But what?
But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned.
Now, the truth is that you will not know which seed is on the ground there receiving that anointing. The same anointing that the seed of the owner of the farm planted, the real seed. The one will not be implanted, they are also known as the tares. They all receive the anointing. They all receive the power from the same God. Because it is God's principle. His rain falls on the just and the unjust. Psalm 66, 68, verse 18. He says, he giveth his gift even to all men, even to the rebellious. And his gift and calling is without repentance. People mistake baptism of the Holy Ghost with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The rain that falls on every seed that is around. But how will you know who among them is of God? By their fruits ye shall know them. Not too many people operating the gifts know the God or even know the purpose of the anointing. Some see that anointing as a meal ticket. Some see that anointing so that they will make money and make it. And many don't even know. Just complete. There's a scripture. Psalm 50 verse 20. I hope I get that scripture right. No. Man that is in authority and knoweth not.
49 verse 20.
Man
that is in honor.
That is the verse.
And understandeth not.
Again.
Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish.
A man that is in honor, God has clothed you with his glory. You're a carrier of an anointing, but you don't know the importance of that anointing. He said you are worse than a beast. That animal, that ass that was carrying Jesus, did he know who he was carrying? Did he know who he was carrying? Did he know? There is no difference between him, the man he carried, and his organ that he normally carry. All he knows is that I am meant to be carrying him. But the only thing is that I discover everybody is praising him. It is saying I hinder the praise. It is saying I hinder the praise. Until that man stepped down, nobody look at him again. They begin to drop and then they follow the man, they go. If not, those of us that God is using, we will honor God more than some of us do. Look at all the churches. The man that is a pastor, I say pastor, on Thursday, a brother came to me to tell me his pastor slept with his wife. He's asking me what should he do. In another church, he's even a minister in that church. But he was praying. He went somewhere, they say, if I tell you who they do, you're not going to believe. But this will be the sign. Go and do this type of prayer. And whoever you see this happen to, now in the sleep with your wife. And he was right there. The thing happened before the whole church. They saw who. Now you go meet them. So now you. He started praying that the man should not die. Not be because of me, this man will die. I don't know, say this prayer get effect like this. Not be because of you, not be because of you. Does that pastor know what it means to be a pastor? You are watching, you are seeing it now in the internet. You are seeing it now everywhere. When you see people, I will stand with microphone. And then I go to Facebook. Or do arrange. Get information about you. Come and stand in front of the church. Enter. Enter. And I'm rehearsing. Oh, what? Is it rehearsing? What do you call it? Rewaiting. What? I don't cram. And you have said, the Lord is showing me. Father, why not they strike them in their life there? Human beings, we stand with microphone in the name of the Lord and lie. Whole Bible and lie. You say it is not a wonder, and yet the anointing is flowing. You will not go and study to know what is happening. This is the reason. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. That is why he will say, yes, you did this in my name, but I didn't know you. He will honor his name anywhere. But those verses, just know it. They are hell bound. Nothing more. Why will I go, me here, and tell Pastor Olu, I beg, give me something, give me small something, make I take and shine today. Any information? They do that in churches. They pay people to come and do drama, say they're doing miracle. There's the miracle of God and there's the miracle of man. So every miracle, it's not every miracle that is of God. So miracle now, man miracle, not God miracle. It's a mystery. That's all I want you to note. That is the evidence of their origin. And sometimes they are even enlisted into such things without knowing what they are doing. Until that spirit destroys their integrity, destroys their ministry, destroys everything. For that is what Satan aims to achieve. But it's a mystery. That is all that, you know, I want to confirm. I will soon round up, please. It's important that I take this very, 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 very carefully so that you will know how to make your calling and election sure. So that you will know why we organize this annual Holy Ghost baptism program. Yes. One more point. I never finish, oh. But I've said this point and close. One identity of those whose names are written in the book of life is that they obey the word of God. Even Acts chapter 5 verse 32, what did he say concerning the Holy Ghost?
And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Whom God has given to them that obey him.
The Holy Ghost is given to who?
Them that obey him.
Only them that obey that call. They repent and they are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are the ones that are qualified for eternal life. Take note of John chapter 8. Because it was Samuel that told Saul that obedience Obedience is what? Better than sacrifice. It's better that you don't serve God in any way, but you are obedient to whatever He tells you to do, than to go and be serving God and be out of His will.
That's right.
It's true. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's why you tell them, yes, you serve me, you cast out devil, but I didn't know you. Listen to this. In John chapter 8, verse 36, please listen to what he's saying there.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Uh-huh.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed.
Listen, oh, you claim that you are Jews, Abi. Uh-huh.
But you seek to kill me.
No, you say you are a Christian and you are finishing somebody's life.
Uh-huh. Because my word has no place in you.
The only reason is because there's nothing in you. His word has no place in you. That is, you are not among those that will receive the word. Your heart cannot receive the word. Even as we are sitting here now, preaching now, some people are drinking it like water. Some have switched off. They are chatting on their phone. Some have switched off. I don't tire. Which time they go finish? Even peace, no, they catch them. They go walk out. They come out. They go toilet. Wondering, just wonder which time they go finish. And they go. Even among them, within the church, they text one another. I was waiting that man. They talk nonsense. God knows. God knows. He's claiming to be holy. Then they chat. Then they chat among themselves. You are not the one I'm talking to. Those I'm talking to, they are hearing me. Listen to what Jesus said.
I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your Father.
Uh-huh.
They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our Father.
Abraham, we are Christian, born again.
Jesus said unto them,
now we bring Anglican to our village. My family, we have 7 priests. You say we don't know God. Go ahead.
If you are Abraham's children, you will do the works of Abraham.
Okay, now.
But now you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth,
okay,
which I have heard of God.
Oh.
This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father.
All you are doing is the spirit that possess you is what is controlling you. That is what he's saying.
Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father.
Because they know that it is fornication that happened in the Garden of Eden. They know. They also know that they are different from Ishmael. Ishmael, mama, no be wife of Abraham. We know who we be. We not be born of fornication. We be the original children of the mama. Go ahead.
We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me.
If God is your source, your origin, you will love Jesus.
For I proceeded forth and came from God.
Uh-huh.
Neither I came out of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my
speech?
Now,
this is the reason they don't understand the scriptures.
Even because ye cannot hear my word.
You can't hear him.
Ye are of your father the devil.
Uh-huh.
And the lusts of your father ye will do.
And all the lusts of the father is the lust of the flesh, the eye. Nothing more. Riches of this world, carnality. Uh-huh.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
He was a murderer.
And abode not in the truth,
yes,
because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
Uh-huh.
For he is a liar and the father of it.
Uh-huh.
And because I tell you the truth.
See. When they say he's a liar, I'm not talking of this small lie. Oh. I'm not talking of this. These lies, they're in category. Don't lie in a lie. But there is a lie that you can tell out of fear. Not that I'm excusing you. Such people will easily repent and regret saying it. But when you see somebody sit down and plan to deliberately distort an information, plan and cook a story that you know what you are saying is not correct, but the way it is presented, it because it goes with an anointing, the person will believe and will have no need to reconfirm and act on what they are hearing. That is the liar. That is that liar that is referred to there. For somebody to say, the Lord is telling me that three people will come and touch my shoe and this week they will all be billionaires. He knows what he's saying, but there is an anointing that goes with it. Do you know that this brother tried to rape me? Meanwhile, the brother no even look at me. But because I must deal with you. And you know that if I say they will believe it. Is that person a normal person? That is the liar there. They have nothing in them to check them. He that is born of God does not commit sin. Why? The Bible says, because the seed that got him born again, which is the incorruptible seed of the word of God that he had, abided in him to check him from committing sin. If you have nothing in you, you will live a normal life, worldly life, and nothing in your conscience will check you, because the only thing that separates any two human beings is the Spirit of God in us. Any other person will act like an animal, because there's nothing to check. The only thing that checks man is the law of the land. So when they see police, they check themselves. But unfortunately, in our kingdom, our God seeth all things. He seeth in the secret. He's hearing that phone call that you are making and finishing one brother, finishing one sister, finishing your ministers, finishing the gifted people that God is using in this ministry. God is hearing that phone call. God is hearing the discussion you are having. God is in that room, that hotel room you took that sister to go and sleep. He's there watching. How can you know this and live that type of life? If you are still living it, despite that knowledge, your origin is questionable. And you are still going to church. You are still going to church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because there's nothing in you. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 6. This is the way he put it.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
Yes.
We are of God.
We are of God.
He that knoweth God heareth us.
If you know God, you will hear the apostles.
He that is
you
not
will
of
follow God. The apostolic doctrine. You will follow the Bible as your absolute.
He that is not of God heareth not us.
Yes.
Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Not like Cain, who was of that wicked one. His origin is satanic. The demon in him, leading him, is the spirit of Satan that killed. What God says is abomination. That is what you are enjoying. You know the spirit that is following you. Homosexuality, lesbianism is abomination. He that soweth seed of discord among brethren is abomination. Liars is abomination before the Lord. Murderer is abomination. It's abomination for a woman to wear the dress of a man. It's abomination. God hates it. God hates the tattoo. And I will prove it to you. God hates the tattoo. God hates any of this nonsense lifestyle. And you say you are anointed, you speak in tongue, you do all the miracle signs and wonders, man of God, woman of God. The Bible says a woman cannot be a minister, a preacher. Pastor Olu, the teachers, when I can't teach people this basic doctrine now, some people don't know that it's wrong to ordain a woman into the fivefold ministry. It's wrong. But they have been here. They have been hearing us saying all these things. But many sisters have left here. They have churches. They have churches. Some of them, it's not even the Holy Ghost. Some, as the one. How do I know? It's true now. All the revelation they give is to scatter, 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 scatter. Scatter, scatter. Your mama, now they do you. Your papa, now they do you. Now your wife, they do you. Now your husband, they do you. And they never give solution. They are there everywhere. They are there everywhere. And you have people to encourage them. To tell you. You are still in Brother Assembly Church. You are still there. The way God is using you. Tell him, sisters that are gifted, though. Tell him, brothers that are gifted, that know that this is what God has called me to do. They know your ministry. They know your calling better than you. In this ministry, the one that told them, all of them have left. Immediately they leave, the minister will follow them so that they will be the ministers in that church. We have seen so many things in this church. A brother once told a sister, it's not pastor that gave you that grace. So let him not tie you to that church. I didn't talk. This happened some few years back. I did not tie anybody to this church. Oh, we no sign agreement for anybody to stay here. Oh, so that you will understand John chapter 10, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Uh-huh.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Uh-huh.
To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice.
Uh-huh.
And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out.
Mm-hmm.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them.
Oh.
And the sheep follow
Why?
Him, for they know his voice.
They know his voice. Go on.
And a stranger will they not follow.
A stranger. All that counsel they give you, they are unscriptural counsel. Strange voices, contrary to the Bible. Uh-huh.
And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him.
Yes.
For they know not the voice of strangers.
Verse 6.
This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them.
Oh. So that you will understand that even as I'm preaching now, those who will hear me, they will hear. I use opportunity to tell the people concerning this ministry, Brother Assembly Church, we know they cage anybody. If what you are looking for, you don't get it in this church and you still remain here, then do you. Come on, carry your Bible, go and look for where you will get what you are looking for. I cannot be the pastor of everybody. My sheep know my voice. I have not told any minister not to walk. Ogwaja, did I tell you you should not walk?
No, sir.
Anybody they see people for this to pass you?
No, sir.
Even me, I don't even see 1/10 of the number of people. But God will not bless you more than me. Oh, because as you are able to, now you do. Everybody, there are 30-fold, there is 100-fold, there is 60-fold grace. I have not told anybody not to walk. In case anybody tell you, say, I tie am here, I no one make you go. Every day make you come church. For this place, nobody every day will they come church. Oh, all of us will they hustle. Oh, even me as I day here, so I they hustle. Oh, they hustle. The only day we have even reduced it, the only day ministers come to this church from morning to night is only one day out of 7 days of the week, Thursdays. We arrange it so that everybody will go our hustle because they can't cause what would they preach for here? Hey, that's why I never recover. I hope nobody dreams. Say this kind of church gather 537 million to buy land. I hope I will wake up. I continue for this dream. Oh, because it still be like dream to me. Because we don't say things they like to hear. Therefore, Now me, now this kind of place, go stay, train your children, have you? You know, go own your children will not like your religion when they grow up. Oh, they will be cursing you, cursing this one, God. Can't you see other? They'll be mentioning names of other pastors who will be like you. See what in they be, you day here, you day here. And I have heard somebody say that why is it that it's only pastor that goes abroad? It's as if he do something that other ministers will not go abroad. I stop anybody from going abroad. See me see trouble. All within the church. Sit down, cook life. I repeat, anybody, man or woman, serving in this church, we have our fully employed staff. Every day you come to church, you will see them.
That's right.
Security, maintenance, media department, every other department. They come here only on service days. Go and walk and thank God with majority of the brethren in this church come from a part of the country that is very, very, they're very enterprising. Very, very enterprising. Very, very enterprising. And that is what we try to do. Even the ministers, they bring their proposal, we gather money, we give them to go and do business. So that you won't be doing a Babi Allah court, and then all you're waiting for is to hope to go and dedicate somebody's house, somebody's car, somebody's shop, and then you receive offering from there. That's a cost following you don't know if that is what you're depending on. Liars. You don't finish reading that scripture? Liars. What did verse 6 say?
This parable spake Jesus unto them.
Verse 5. What did verse 5 say?
And a stranger will they not follow.
A stranger, they will not follow. A stranger, they will follow the voice of the Spirit that dwells in you. And how do you confirm that voice? By the scripture. Anything you hear, if it's contrary to the Bible, it cannot be God. If it is contrary, I didn't say it must be in the Bible. It must not be in the Bible, but certainly it will not contradict the Bible. That's why you should study. This is how we know them. By their fruit, you will know them. The voice of a stranger, they will not follow. I still have other identity, but we shall continue maybe after I speak about tattoo next week. Praise the Lord. I hope nobody is angry with me. I hope nobody is angry with me. Anything you hear that is going wrong in the church, somebody tell you, and they involve pastor, leadership, send a text. Daddy, I hear say, Pastor Lumi, they tell me, say, mention the name of the person, we tell you, I know they listen to them, say, oh. Then you have opportunity to be put right. So that we stop these stupid things that disturb fellowship. Praise the Lord. How many people want to go to heaven? If you want to go to heaven, stand up, let me see.